USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Pentagon is tracking a suspected high-altitude Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky says no one knows much about the balloon.
Well, I have concern this is going to be another example of the Biden administration's weakness on the national scale.
The White House says President Biden was briefed on the high-altitude balloon moving over the U.S. airspace on Tuesday. Meantime, former Vice President Pence is calling on the Biden administration to shoot it down. The Arctic blast hitting the Northeast is leading to the cancellation of the Polar Plunge. An event scheduled for tomorrow in Port Washington, northeast of New York City, won't be taking place. Officials canceled it due to the wind chills that are expected to be 0 degrees. A restraining order is no longer enough to stop someone from owning a gun. That has some worried about the impact on women.
I am appalled. I am frightened for survivors, and I am angry at this decision.
Heather Bellino heads the Texas Advocacy Project. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of a Texas man who was the subject of a protective order. The cops found guns in his Dallas area home. He successfully argued the law preventing him from owning a gun was unconstitutional. A Florida man upset over baggage fees at Orlando International Airport yesterday. Danny Curry and his wife were at the gate waiting to board a Spirit Airlines flight when an airline employee said he became upset over carry-on baggage fees. Curry then claimed there was a bomb on board the flight. Curry was arrested. No bomb was ever found. Elon Musk making more changes to Twitter. Musk announced the social media giant will now share ad revenue with creators for ads that appear in the reply threads. There is one hitch. Users must be subscribers to Twitter Blue Verified to be eligible. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
More jobs were added in November and December than initially reported. The latest jobs report from the federal government revealed 290,000 positions were created in November. December numbers were also revised upward as there were 260,000 jobs added. Combine those 2 months and there were 71,000 more jobs added than first reported. Doctors who specialize in treating obese patients say popular but expensive weight loss drugs aren't available to people whose health might benefit the most from significantly reducing their weight. Obesity specialists say black adults as well as uninsured or lower-income women and other groups with high rates of obesity are least likely to get the costly medications known by the brand names Ozempic and Wegovy. The drugs are in short supply at pharmacies nationwide. Up to 40 countries could boycott the 2024 Olympic Games. Julio Flores has more.
If it happens, the whole event would be pointless. His comments come after Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia rejected an International Olympic Committee's plan to allow Russians to compete in 2024. Ukraine has already threatened to boycott the Paris Olympics if Russia is allowed to compete. The IOC is trying to find a way to allow Russian athletes to compete under a neutral flag, prompting the UK to openly condemn their plan. The United States government has also supported suspending Russian athletes from the competition.
That's Julio Flores reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.